I was teaching this. I've been teaching this thing about the other supernatural because there was a revelation that revealed that we should do that in our midst. So let's tidy up today, probably, God willing. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. There's so much answers in the Bible. If you look closely, a lot of things we are going to understand. Hallelujah. You know, just watch particularly. I had recently in my spirit, I just had this. The New Testament is the greatest document in the world. That's a good one to believe. Hallelujah. The New Testament is the greatest document in the world. The next to it is Old Testament greater. Hallelujah. The New Testament is the greatest document in the world. Do you know why? Because the Bible says in the last days, when we stand before the throne, we'll be judged by the New Testament. Jesus' better testament. Praise God. Let's look at Acts 19. This is Paul going to a city called Ephesus. And he ministered there in verse 8, chapter 19, verse 8. And he went to the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. That's Paul. And then, but when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them. Can you just hold on? Don't change the verse yet. He departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. If you see churches meeting in hotel and in schools, this is where it came from. Paul was in the synagogue. They were not agreeing with him. He just moved out to all these places and started ministering. And the Bible said he was reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. That was a church every day. Look at next verse. And this continued for 2 years. Every day. That beat my record. So that all who dwelt in Asia had the word of the Lord Jesus. Can you go back to verse 9 and give us an amplified classic? This will make it a little bit tougher. Now, look at this verse. Amplified classic. Okay, can you look up everybody? This is amazing. This beat my record. But when some became more and more stubborn, hardened and unbelieving, discrediting and reviling and speaking the word of the Lord before congregation, Paul separated himself from them, taking the disciples with him, and went on holding daily discussions in the lecture room of Tyrannus from about 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 5 hours daily for 2 years. Do you know that? I calculated our own time that I used for the word of God, Tuesday and about Friday, together 5 hours. Let's put together 5 hours, plus fellowship after fellowship. Then on Sunday, 2 hours, but let's say about 5 hours, 3 services. So what Paul will do in 2 days, we are doing in 1 week. Just 10 to 3, teaching. No wonder we don't see so much. Now look at next verse. Give us NKJV now. Next verse. NKJV. And this continued for 2 years. No break. Daily, 5 hours for 2 years. So that all who dwell in Asia, look at what happened next, verse 11. And now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. It's easy to take this verse out of the context and say, God do unusual miracles, God do unusual miracles. But he had to pour the seed down so much that the harvest come through it. Hallelujah. Now, there is a problem. Let's look at next verse. Now, next verse. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. So we began to have the supernatural as the word of God started taking deep effect. But this is where I'm going. Instead of going that way, we take another way. Particularly in Africa here, we want to go the other way. Let's look at next verse. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists, these are deliverance ministers, they go around, took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits. They didn't go through, ministering the word. They didn't go through spending time in the word. So they just look for this fast way of getting things done. Am I right? I mean, God instanta. So they saw that Paul was using the name of Jesus that they had preached about. So they just want to take the name, like talisman, and use it. Let's go on. So say, go back. Let's read it. Go back. And they call upon, saying, we exorcise you, we cast you out by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. You know, we have tendency for incantations around here a lot. We have tendency for incantations. Instead of learning about the name of Jesus and study his name, we do Jesus' name 21 times or 7 times. Or hallelujah, make J. That the blessing will really loud and clear when you shout. You know all these things we do? They tend toward occultic things. Remember, Father Yoluru? Emeta Muso? Ni Uruko Jesu? Ni Uruko Jesu? Ni Uruko Eketayama? But the man had put the effort somewhere else, not in the, you know, it's like when you go to exam hall, you take your Bible, Wari Male, when you go write Dada. Praise the Lord. You have to have it up here before you can write it down. So you can see that. Now, but let's see what happened next. Then, also, there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. Next verse. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Paul, Bulayitiwa. Who are you? Next verse. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. The other supernatural. You see, these people that are called exorcists, they just look for different things that work. Different ekpa. I would say ekpa jebu. They just, whatever works somewhere. I used to be there when I was before I was born again, my uncle, Eladura, Babalawo, whatever I could add to it, they would take it. They look for 6 and 7 book of Moses, 8, 9, and 10 book of Moses, the book of the dead. I don't even like the sand. That's the Egyptian book of magic. Just to find a way. Let's keep reading. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Now, let's change gear. But this is not only outside. Something happened in the church too. Look at next verse. And many who had believed came. They've already believed. Confessing and telling their deeds. You know the meaning of that? When that happened, there were some Christians in the meetings of Paul. Already believed. But they were still practicing occultic things. Somebody said, is that possible? Christians can have demons, but they may not be demon-possessed. You hear me? I mean, you can accommodate stuff. So, and in fact, I was reading about one guy, was just telling my wife, was a satanist, one of the high-ranking satanists. Worship devil. They have Bible of Satan. And he got saved, started working with the Lord, but he said he could still read palms. And he will read palm for people. Then one day he was convicted to stop it. And so already saved. So these people, they have already believed. They were still doing those things. So they came and started confessing and telling their deeds. Look at next verse. And also, many of those who had practiced magic or divination brought their books together. So these books have been a long time, not now. And burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them. And we won't go. And a total 50,000 pieces of silver. Let's hear it in give us an NLT. You see how much that 50,000 pieces of silver is. NLT. A number of them who had been practicing sorcery brought them incantation books and burned them at public bonfire. The value of the books was what? $several million. I can tell you, those books were expensive. I wanted to buy one, but school fees me okay. To be honest with you, those days, school fees broke. So I tried to find my way to get my money from my daddy. He didn't send the money. So I couldn't buy it. You see all those paper from Rosicrucian, Amok order. You know, they come to us and we can be coming to church and be singing, but we are practicing some of this stuff. And it gives us so much kind of influence and stuff. So they took all these books and burned them, practicing the other supernatural. There was a book that came out one time like this. I'm trying to remember the book. It sold millions around the world. What's the name of that book now? It's not just a magical kind of thing. I'm trying to remember it. And then, somebody gave me a copy of it. I hope I will remember at the end. It's much more occultic than Christianity. I hope I will remember it. Just mingle everything together. Buddhism, Christianity, Bondamarangombe. Let me talk about why people go to this. Because they think it works. Let's go back to Acts 16. Acts 16. I want you to look at, we read that last week. Look at verse 16. Acts 16, 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination, see that word, metos, who brought our masters much profit by fortune telling, by giving words and telling them, you know, around here, we easily get carried away. Somebody tell us something about our children. Some tell us about what's happening. And they are coming in the name of prophets today that don't emphasize Jesus. They don't emphasize his word. They have this way of going through. But Abelia Kane said he never had any desire to be a Christian because his father was Babalawo. And Christians will come to him to collect spiritual power to do the job. Another girl that I was telling you about with my friend last week, that her name had to do with the devil. They worship devil in their family. He said, I don't go to church because pastors come to my father to come and collect, you know, just to draw crowd and touch whatever they want to do with their lives. And we seem to just think it's all right. But I want to stop all that and talk about when people come at us with this supernatural power as Christians. You know, in church now we can say, Gbogbo agbara Jesu lowo re lo wa o. But when we get to the office, are you hearing me? And then they tell you things and show you things and tell you that there can be some fear coming up. So let's talk about that today, that can they use that against Christians? When does it work? When it doesn't work? Can we know that? Let's go to Numbers 22. Divination. Numbers 22. Let's just do some Bible study, like they will say. Numbers 22. Let's look at verse 1. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plain of Moab, plains of Moab, on the side of the Jordan, across from Jericho. Let's go on. Now, Balak, please, I want you to look at these verses. Now, Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. They've seen them conquering lands. So, when this Israelite moved to their area, look at next verse. Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people of Israel because they were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. One of the things that propel occultism and divination is fear. You fear for your children. You fear for your life. You fear for your husband. You fear for your job. You fear for your career. So you have to start looking for a way to seal it. So what happened next? Look at next verse. So Moab said to the elders of the Midian, now this company will lick up everything around us and as ox licked up the grass of the field, and Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabite. Now, see, it's about resource control. A lot of this occultic divination thing is about resource control. Who will control which office? Who will have that kind of job? Who will have that kind of contract? If you don't join them, you can't move ahead. You can't become a professor. You can't become a consultant. You can't become a business person. You can't have, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's resource control. So they came to look at what he did next. So what do you do next? Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor at Petor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, now, Balaam was Ubuntarigi. Not Ubuntarigi. And was a celebrated diviner. Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and they are settling next to me. Olumbami Dupo, deputy director. Next verse. Therefore, please come at once. Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Do you see what curse? Perhaps as I'll be able to defeat them. So curse them. That means don't let the blessing manifest in their life. Don't let any increase happen to them. Hold them back by that satanic power. Then I'll be able to. So if you go to an interview, let him behave dear. You know what I'm talking about? Are you here? When he has his shop beside me, let him not flourish. Let him just mess up. You see, we are dealing with, they don't want others to do well. Or somebody's blocking my progress. So he said to him, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. So that's what he told the man. Now, look at next verse. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with what? See that word? Diviner's fee. Uwuluma, take care. Just bring money. I know one of my friends, his wife was looking for a child. And then they went to this man who is dead today in this city, the prophet. He said, before I can give your wife a child, promise that you'll be bringing all your tithe to this church. Evidently, I think they don't. I don't know what happened. But they didn't have the child. Man just went. So, diviner's fee in their hand. When, how many of you, Babalawo? Daddy took you to Babalawo. Father took you to Babalawo. We have family doctor, not MBBS. You know, something happened. You want to go to school, you go and see them. Have I told you before? When I was coming to Nigeria, my father went to go and see Babalawo. Then I went to go and call Babagmo. So, he gave me something to tie around my waist so that I'll be protected when I come to Nigeria. Then I have to go to boarding house. So when I got to boarding house, you see, all boys take bath in the public toilet. So this thing that is, I just took knife, cut it, and threw it away. But when I finished secondary school, I went to go and tell my dad, I've gotten admission to the University of Lagos. So he said, let's go and visit that Baba again, Abagmo, in Ivory Coast. Now, I don't speak the language, the local language called Jula, but my father speaks and all of them, but I can hear it. So we went to go and see him. He sat down. He did all that, looked at me, and he said, this boy doesn't like women. I just laughed. Oludu. You missed this one. I hope you're not interpreting another way. So, and then he did that, and he said, I will make this egg. I want him to eat it, then he'll be able to go safely through life. Now, I'd already just got born again. I just got born again. I started reading my Bible. So my father sat down there, and my dad is tough, but now I have some boldness in the gospel. I said to my dad, I said, I'm hearing him. I said, Dad, tell him that I'm not eating any egg. My dad said, what? I said, tell him I'm not eating any egg. So my father was trying to get from me the man's sense. You know the next thing he said? He said, does he go to church? Leave him alone. Does he go to church? Leave him alone. And so we came out of the room. My father was embarrassed. And he said, Kato Wally, you bash off for me now. I don't know what I'm going to meet there now. So I said something I won't forget in my life. He said, you know, we are all in the dark. And we're trying to find our way for safety and protection and success for life. That marked my thinking. So you can see this Balak coming to Balaam as a diviner for him. You see, hatred and bitterness will take us to places where we didn't plan to go. Praise the Lord. Wonder of all wonders. Babies are crying in the first service. No problem. Let's go on. Can we read a little bit more? Now, let me tell you something that's very interesting. Wonderful. Please help us take care of them. Thank you. Now, listen to this. Now, this will bless you. This will bless you. Because I've been there, both Aladura, Babalawo, and the other side. Talisman. When you go to Babalawo, Babalawo, because of his work, is exposed to all kinds of spirits. Both the spirit of God and the spirit of evil. Let me explain that. See, when a Christian that is spirit-filled goes to Babalawo, that's wrong. Or let me say like this. When somebody takes a spirit-filled Christian, Babalawo, when he opens the thing, he will jam the Holy Spirit and back off. Some stupid ones will think, Madam Wu. Are you hearing me? Some of them will do that. But sometimes, when they come against spirit-filled Christian, they don't see anything that is too strong to hold them back. That's the truth of the matter. We'll talk about that. Next few minutes, if you can do that. So, when Balaam began to go to do divination, he jammed Jehovah God, who was the God of Israel. Are you hearing me? See, usually other nations, they have their gods. But Balaam had become a master. He got master's degree in dealing with the gods around the land. He had secured all those tribes. He had not to deal with them. But when he ran into Israel, God said, who is asking you to do this? Then God told him this. God appeared to him. Remember, the Magi. We call them Magi, the wise men. The wise men were not mathematicians. They were occultic people that saw the star of Jesus in the east. And they came to do what? They have to bow before our master. Can we clap our hands for Jesus, somebody? Praise the Lord. They traveled distance to find Jesus and bow down as a baby to him. How much more when he's now resurrected? Let's look at what happened. Look at verse. Let's jump down. Verse 9. Then God came to Balaam and said, who are these men with you? So Balaam said to God, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, look, a people has come out of Egypt and they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I'll be able to overpower them and drive them out. And God said, please listen to this verse. Hallelujah. And God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. That's Jehovah. You shall not curse people, for they are. So who are those people today? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Take a look. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Who are the people who are blessed today? Verse 3. Thank you. Quickly, verse 3. Don't go to verse 1, verse 1 all the time. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has what? Blessed us. Praise God, somebody. Who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual. None left out. So if there's any heavenly blessing, it's in our possession. Praise God, somebody. So let's go back to Numbers 22, verse 20. Yeah, so Balaam, I can't go through the story. So Balaam said, okay, bring your money, but I'm not going with you. So he said, go and tell the king, I'm not coming. So the king, believing that, see, this is about money. Devil himself likes money to further his agenda. So the king gave him extra money, sent double load of treasures to him, and they came and said, Balaam, please. So Balaam went to God again because he liked money himself. So he got to God, he got to do divination again. God said, what happened? He said, they said, I should come, oh, they've given me extra money. Oh. Though I said, I don't want the money. God knew his heart because he's a diviner. So he said, go. Remember what happened? Balaam's donkey and co. So when he went, finally God let him go there to go and curse Israel. So let's look what happened. Numbers 23. So when he got down there, set up the sacrifice. And then let's see how they do it so that we know what we have. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Look at verse 1, Numbers 23. So then Balaam said to Balak, build 7 altars for me here. Prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. Let's go on. And Balak did just as he said. Now let's go to verse 3. Then Balaam said to Balak, stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you. So he went to a desolate height. Let's go on. He go to all kinds of places to go and do things. And God met Balaam and said to him, I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram. He just offered to God, and that Jehovah God appeared to him again. He said, return to Balak, I'll tell you what to say. Let's go to the next verse. Quickly, next verse. So he returned to him, and there was standing by his burnt offering and all the prince of Moab. Next verse. And he took up his oracle. Now I started doing the oracle thing at this divination. Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, cause he's doing incantation. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel. Next verse. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? God has not cursed you. God has not denounced you. So the enemy has no right to curse and denounce your life over any evil things. Let's keep reading. What is it next? For from the top of the rocks, listen to this. This is about Christianity, about us, God's people. I see him, and from the hills, I behold him. They are a people who dwell alone. They are not part of the system. Not reckon itself among the nations. You stop seeing yourself as just Ijebu, Yoruba, Hausa. No, you are a child of God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Praise God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Stop seeing yourself as just Nigerians. We are Christians. We are in Christ. The man divined it, and he said, I saw them. They are alone by themselves. They don't obey the rules and law around here. So it's stupid for you as a Christian to go and join secret cult, to join with them and be going with them. You're like a riffraff. It's like a prince joining riffraffs. That's the truth of the matter. For what? For just a morsel of bread? I'm screaming. Sorry. Let me calm down. The prof was praying that he will calm down. Talking about this. Can we look at verse 10? What can count, this diviner was talking, what can count the dust of Jacob or number 1/4 of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my end, you are the righteous. Glory to God. No forcing. I want that person in the word you office me, what do you table me? You know, someone, pastor, ever pray in office me, okay, sell it. What does he mean? You don't have to. You can call me and you come, but really, you can do it yourself. Just tell yourself, I'm dwelling alone. I'm different in the spiritual realm. We wear the same clothes, eat the same amala, but we are different. Praise the Lord. Let's read some more quickly. Our time is up. Let's jump down. So, Balak was angry. Verse 11. Then, next verse. Then Balak said to Abraham, what have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies. And look, you have blessed them. Yafu, yafu. So, you know what the man did? This guy is smart. He said, let's go to another place. Another place. See, you go to Babalahu, Babalahu, Ijebu, Ijebu, Bu. Huh? Ijebu, Ode, Utobe. No, Bu, can go on. Belowa. So, they will get Balak to go down there. Let's look at what happened again. So, they went to another place. Look at verse 18. Then he got down there and took up his oracle again and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. Next verse. God is not a man that is to lie. Their own God lies, but not our God. Nor a son of man that is to repent. Has he said, and will he not what? Do it. Has he spoken? And will he not make it good? Next verse. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed and he cannot reverse it. See, God cannot reverse your blessing like Isaac cannot reverse the blessing. You can walk away from the blessing, but God is calling and gifts are without repentance. You can walk away from it. You see that next minute, if I can get there. Look at next verse. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob. Now, has he seen wickedness in Israel? Let me tell you the meaning of that. How many of you have raised children? You know your children, they have all kinds of habits at home. Sometimes poo on the floor, sometimes making some noise, fighting themselves. But my children are good children. Are you hearing me? Outside there, my children are correct. You can't tell my children, they are useless, they are no good. I fight you to stand still, though I'm a pastor. So even though we have our problems, but devil does not see iniquity in us. The wickedness. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Praise the Lord. Let's shout, Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on, let's shout it. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I like next verse. Let's run. I love this. Yes. Observe. Is it verse 22 now? 23 now. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. Take this verse, wherever office, wherever place you go to, there's no sorcery that can work against Israel, Jacob. Nor any. Do you know that God changed his name? Jacob was not a nice name. Israel was. God said, both of them. No divination. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Now, let me close. My time is really well spent. I want to finish today. So, listen. Can I close? Listen. So, Balaam studied every corner. He looked here. He couldn't enter. He looked there, he couldn't enter. Later, he stopped doing incantation. He just opened his eyes and prophesied, blessing, blessing, blessing. Who was looking in here? Then Balaam called him. Let me give you a secret. You know what? Wherever we turn, they are protected. Let's do something. Let's take them out of that protection. So Balaam invented something. What did he invent? Numbers 25. Now, Israel remained verse 1. Quickly, my time is really gone. I'm going to give our friend and get out of here. I want to finish today. 25 verse 1. Now, Israel remained Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. So, this is what Balaam did. Balaam said, you know, we can't get them. So, let's get our girls who have covenant with your God. Let's get them out. Let Israel start sleeping around. Let them start sleeping around. If they start sleeping around, we can get hold of them. We are going to draw them from their first commandment. You see, those girls will come and dance before Israelite and entice them. When they entice them, they go and begin to go and worship their gods. So, let's look at Numbers 31 to conclude. So, Israel now finally attacked Moab and dealt with them. And something happened. Numbers 31. Did I have enough time to do this? Okay. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterward, he shall gather to my people. So Moses spoke to the people saying, arm yourself for war. Let them go against the Midianites. The same thing, the Moabite, to take vengeance for the Lord on Midian. So, next verse. 1,000 from each tribe you shall send to the war. So, verse 5. So, they were recruited from the division of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Now, let's go to verse 6. Then Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with Phinehas, the son of Eliab, with the holy articles and signal trumpet in his hand. Next verse, let's start running. And the war against Midianite, just as the Lord commanded Moses, and they kill all the males. They kill all the males. What happened next? And they killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed. Next verse. Balaam, oh, go back. And Balaam, the son of Beor, that diviner, they also killed with the sword. Next verse. Children of Israel took the women of Midian, Utigbon, captive with their little ones and took as spoil all their cattle, all their flocks, and all their goods. Then Moses just went berserk. They burned the city with the fire. Next verse. And they took all the spoil and all the booty of man and beast. And they brought the captives, the booty and the spoil to Moses to elect the priest. Next verse. And Moses, Eleazar, the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. Next verse. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over thousands and captain over 100 who had come from the battle. What was he angry for? Next verse. He said to them, have you kept all the women alive? Next verse. Look, this woman caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the instead of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord, and 23,000 died. So, what did Balaam do? He knew you can't get through. You see, let me tell you something. Everybody listening, I'm closing. My time is really fast spent. If you go around sleeping around, instead of getting married, or you got married and you're going to sleep around, you open yourself wide. If they attack you, you are a meat for them. Second, the greatest command to Israel is don't worship idol. Jesus, one commandment to us is walk in love. Only one commandment. He gave them 10. He gave us only one. When a Christian starts walking outside of love, you are open. You see, if you are in your office and somebody is competing with you and fighting you and use juju, if you start hating the person and hating them and hating other, that thing will get hold of you. See, hatred is the trademark of Africa. It's called Dark Continent. So when you don't walk in love, when you don't do love according to the Bible, commandment of love, 1 John 2, we start giving our offering. Our time is well spent. Second service already here. 1 John 2. See, if you start particularly fighting Christians and then you start doing things among yourself, hating, bitterness, you are opening the door for the devil to do things in your life. Come and see. 1 John 2. This is what John wrote. Hallelujah. Are we still here? I said, are we still here? Look at verse 10. He who loves his brother. Sorry, verse 9. Verse 9. He who says is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness until now. So don't deceive yourself. You fight all the time in church, fight Christians, fight pastors, fight people. You are opening yourself wide. There's a man of God now. I won't mention his name. He's been attacking pastors heavily a couple of months ago. Now, he's in dire need now. He's going for therapy now. He and his wife. Broke, everything gone. That won't be on Facebook, on Google. Next verse. He who loves his brother, what does he do? Abides in the light. And there's no cause for stumbling in him. But, next verse. But he who hates his brother or his sister is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I don't know about you. I don't want darkness to overtake me. So that's why I just stay in love. I keep my mouth shut. I'm just blessed people. Praise God. Are we blessed today? So don't worry about power of darkness. There's no sorcery against Israel. There's no divination against Jacob. There's a shout of the king in their midst. That means there are people who just worship and praise God all the time. That's why it says, in all things, count it all joy. Can we lift up our hands and just say, Father, thank you that I'm in the light. And I will stay in the light. I'm in the light. Jesus, you are my light. No divination. No sorcery. No matter the threats, no matter the text messages, no matter the face-to-face confrontation, no divination against Israel. Your shop will sell because you are blessed. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. In the area you are living in, whatever it is, there's no divination against Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There's no divination. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we give thanks to Jesus, somebody? Let's clap our hands for the Lord. We're going to give our offering now. I never told you this before. I don't know whether my wife even knows this. You know, my house, where we built our house, I was told that Olori is our worshiping there before. I was told that the Abule, they call it Abulela, that's where they were, they do their strength. One time we were doing some digging, we found some calabash and coal. It never bothered me a lick. You know why? light comes in, darkness recedes. Hallelujah.